This is Extension 720. I'm Justin Kaufman. Chicago, what a city. A city made up of 77 heartbeats, the neighborhoods. Tonight, we continue our tour. Recently, we went to Pullman and to Rogers Park, so let's head out west. Southwest, to be precise. It's a little village. Little Village is on the southwest side. It's like a little rectangle bordered on the south by I-55 and Ogden to the north. Western is the eastern edge and the train corridors to the west. It's a predominantly Mexican-American community, which has grown in the last few years as the population gets younger. But many know Little Village as an area of industry. It's lined with factories and abandoned lots where factories once stood. And the neighborhood of single-family homes and small businesses almost stands in contrast to the mounds of asphalt that you see along the highway. Politically, Little Village is in transition. The 22nd Ward was run by Ricardo Munoz, but he stepped down, and now Michael Rodriguez is the new boss. But this ward is also known for corruption, as the 22nd Ward and neighboring wards were at the center of Silver Shovel back in the 90s. This was where companies were paying off aldermen to dump industrial waste illegally. And you guessed it, in Little Village. But that was over 20 years ago. And there has been progress. Namely, one of the sites that had the illegal dumping on 27th Street is now a park. And that has a lot to do with my tour guide today. Kim Wasserman grew up in Little Village. She's the executive director of the Little Village Environmental Justice Organization, and she's been fighting for her community for years. She picked a place, La Catedral Cafe and Restaurant, on 25th and Christiana. I'm not kidding, this place is the real deal. It was packed, not a table to be spared. We had to sit in the waiting area to have a conversation, but a perfect backdrop to talk about what makes Little Village tick. So, Kim, what do I need to know about Little Village?
Oh, my gosh.
What do I need to know?
What do you need to know about Little Village? We're a kick-ass neighborhood. Okay, I mean, there's no other way to put it. Everything we have as a neighborhood, we have had a fight for. And I think it speaks to our heritage, our culture. You are basically coming to the Mexico of the Midwest, right? We're the second largest population of Mexican-Americans outside of East Los Angeles. The youngest population in the city of Chicago. We come from a long line of social justice fighters wherever we come from in South America, Mexico, and beyond. And that doesn't change when we come into this neighborhood. We had a fight to get clean air. We had a fight to get parks. Yeah. We had to fight to get our high school, for the love of Pete. Right? We've had to fight for basic services here in our
community. Why? Why do you have to fight for that stuff? You look here. This is a wonderful neighborhood. I mean, we're sitting in here. It's packed. I mean, you would think that you wouldn't have to fight for things like schools and parks. Why?
We have to fight for these things because people believe that because we don't speak English or because we're not documented here or because we're poor, that we don't deserve those basic fundamental rights. And it's our position, both as an individual who was born and raised here, but as a mom and as an organizer, that we damn right have those rights, and right. That if we need to fight for them, then so be it. If it takes us 5, 10, 15, 20 years, then so be it.
What would you say would be the number one issue in Little Village that the residents here have to deal with?
I think the number one issue is a lack of their voice and decision-making in the neighborhood. I think, honestly, when you ask the average person on the street what the issues are, they're pretty clear. When you ask them how to fix them, they're pretty clear. The problem becomes the city doesn't want to hear what we have to say about what we want to see in our own neighborhood.
Are you confident with a new mayor and a new city council that you might get more of a voice?
I don't know if confident is a word. I think I'm optimistic. Optimistic, perhaps, is a better word. And so far, this mayor has said that she would deal with aldermanic privilege, yep, around certain things, which I think is a good thing. And environmental justice was on her platform paper. So I think that there's optimism. I think there's hope. But the reality is, regardless of who's mayor, we're going to continue to kick ass if we have to. If that's what we need to do. Hopefully, not as much the next 4 years. But like I said, I'm hopeful that they're going to hear reasoning and they're going to hear why our communities need to have a better voice in what happens in our neighborhoods.
Okay, so let's get to environmental justice. Mm-hmm. You, of course, head up the Little Village Environmental Justice Organization, LVEJO.
Correct.
So Google Maps is a good example. Mm-hmm. I was coming from downtown, from the mm-hmm. studio downtown. It takes you up 55 and it drops you off at Kedzie mm-hmm. to come up to here. And when you come up that way, you see a lot of industry. You see a lot of vacant lots and industry that is gone. And that might not even be necessarily a Little Village, but it's on the skirts of it.
Correct.
When we talk about environmental justice, you are a neighborhood that is really surrounded
yep.
by a history of industry, and that has an impact on the way that you live your life and the air that you breathe and the water that you drink. Let's talk about that, because that's been almost a century in the making. So what are the implications of being a neighborhood tucked in between or surrounded by such industry?
I think there's twofold. One is the legacy. So the legacy of all the industry that was here that left behind toxic sites in our city and in our neighborhood that limit what we can do and build in our neighborhood. And we're told that the only thing that can be there is more industry.
Right.
So we're stuck in this cycle of industry is the only thing that we can have. But secondly, it also sets the tone for new industry coming in. When you saw those vacant lots, a lot of those lots are being transformed into warehouses and trucking depots. And this is a problem because our neighborhood, with all those great statistics that I gave you, also has the second worst air quality in the state of Illinois.
The whole state of Illinois.
The entire state of Illinois, we have the second worst air quality. And what we want folks to understand is that air quality doesn't stop at Western. It doesn't stop at Ogden. It doesn't stop at Cicero. That is going to impact the entire
right.
city of Chicago.
Right, right, right.
And we want folks to understand that when they do that little click on the button for an Amazon purchase, those trucks are coming from somewhere. Those products are coming from somewhere, and most likely it's going to come from Little Village.
And I've heard this before, that even when we were talking about the Amazon headquarters bids here and everything, that there has been a move to bring industry into Chicago. But you're absolutely right. Where they end up and how that process plays out has an impact on the neighborhood, specifically Little Village. You're right. I mean, that has been an issue for this neighborhood for a long time, the
Absolutely.
Fact that the trucking industry, I mean, you see it on 55.
Absolutely.
And just all of the soot and everything that comes from the diesel and everything that's in there, right?
Absolutely. So you have a huge train yard in Joliet. Those trucks are coming in, and what folks are looking for is that last mile of distribution. So if you already get your package in 24 hours, how can I get it to you even faster than that? And folks don't think about that when they purchase. They don't think about, where are all these trucks coming from? If I get my purchase faster, how close is it actually, and where does that warehouse live? Our coal power plant that we shut down because we wanted clean air is now a proposed 1 million square foot warehouse, something that the city of Chicago has not seen anywhere of its liking. Hundreds of more trucks coming through our neighborhood. That's not the type.
What can you do? I mean, is it protest signs and go to the streets? But what can you do to at least bring awareness to the fact that this is a Chicago neighborhood?
One, be on this very lovely radio show right now and let folks know. But two, we tried stopping it at a city level. Our alderman sold us out, just like he sold us out with the coal power plant. He sold us out in this case, but he's retiring. And the new alderman coming in is talking to the fact that his two children have asthma. This is a serious concern for him.
Because that's some of the things we talk about, the implications. It's not just inconvenience or
Absolutely.
Soot in the air.
Absolutely.
You're talking about bronchitis. You're talking
Absolutely.
Or any sort of asthma or lung-related respiratory
Absolutely.
Disease.
Absolutely. So the reality is that although this decision has been approved and they can build, they have about another year before they can actually start construction. We plan on fighting like hell over the next year, because we didn't fight for 12 years to shut down that coal power plant to improve our air quality, to take three steps backwards again and have worse air quality. It's already the second worst. And I think that's the most compelling part, is how does a city, how does a mayor, how does a department of planning, how do they make a decision to put another warehouse in our neighborhood when their own reports tell them that we have the second worst air quality in the city of Chicago? Where does the health of our children fall into the conversation? Where does the health of our community fall into the conversation? And as a city trying to be green, how does bringing more diesel trucks into our city make us more green? Those are the conversations.
I didn't hear about the diesel trucks on Kedzie on Earth Day, right? That was missed from the Earth Day speeches of the politicians. There has to be a balance here, because there's an economic engine that comes with the industry that is along this corridor.
Absolutely.
They've set it up that way. You've got the expressways and, like you said, the train yards. So how do you find that balance when you definitely are advocating for clean air for this community and recognize that that may not only just be about Little Village, but it's about the entire ecosystem of Northern Illinois?
I think it's a twofold answer, honestly. I think the first one is to say we're not against industry. We're not against business. We just want industry and business that does it in a clean and green manner. Why can't we have electrified trucks? Why can't we have more trains versus more trucks in the city of Chicago? And I think the second question for us also becomes, our strength as a community isn't just working in a warehouse or driving trucks. Those are not the only things that we're good at. As a neighborhood, we're second behind Michigan Avenue in tax revenue. That's not coming from trucks. That's not coming from warehouses. That's coming from the small businesses and the food economy that we create as a neighborhood.
Right.
We're sitting in an amazing cafe right now that started in Little Village and has grown out to Lincoln Park and other neighborhoods. The city needs to focus on what we do well. And what we do well as a neighborhood is grow food, create food, and have a food economy.
We just talked on the show with Cheryl Johnson down at Altgeld Gardens, and her mom, Hazel Johnson, was... You know, she coined the phrase environmental racism.
Absolutely.
This idea that industry for and the government has used racism to put industry and to pollute different neighborhoods. Do you see it that way? Do you
Absolutely.
See the same thing in Little Village?
It's the exact same thing. Instead of recognizing what we're good at, we're told that, oh, you all are a great job market for warehouses and trucks. Well, why is that our only option? And where are the training programs? There's no training programs associated with those jobs. There are tons of programs in the city called Alco Gardens and Little Village. Tons of job training programs. Learn to do solar. Learn to do this. Learn to do that. But there are no jobs at the end of that line. What we need are actual not just training programs, but jobs and industry that comes into our neighborhood and recognizes that we are 50% under the age of 25. That recognizes that the city of Chicago, I think it's Latinos and African Americans between the age of 16 to 18, 43% are unemployed. Right. So let's talk about right. how do we actually solve some of the social justice issues in our neighborhood coming.
It's so interesting, too, because here we are in this cafe, which is booming. I mean, we're here in the morning. It's crazy how many people are in here. But when I think of Little Village and you look at this, it doesn't look any different than other neighborhoods around the city. And the question I have for you is I think about, you know, even the Little Village Environmental Justice Organization, right? I don't know if I'm going to be talking on this program with the Wrigleyville Environmental Justice Organization or the Lakeview
sure.
or the Gold Coast or River North. There are reasons that organizations like yours exist in certain neighborhoods because it's not equal. No one's talking about a warehouse on, you know...
A million square foot warehouse in Lincoln Park? No. In fact, in Lincoln Park, they just kicked out the last metal shredder, and guess where they put them? On the southeast side. That is environmental racism at its finest. When the city of Chicago decides that new economic growth can happen on the north side, and new jobs and trainings can happen on the north side, and all those businesses that are dirty and nasty and disgusting can be moved into our neighborhoods, and those are the types of job development that we deserve as low-income communities of color. And what we have to say to those other communities is to say, you're breathing the same air, but you're also exacerbating the situations in our neighborhood, and you're exacerbating why we and you are also breathing nasty air.
You said that the community here is pretty young.
Yes.
And when you think of the next generation, or anyone who might be 20 years old, 21, they have a different look at our climate and climate
Absolutely.
Change and our policy. Are you hopeful? Are you optimistic for
Absolutely.
Your community to fight the next coal plant or the next warehouse or the next industry that gets moved here?
Absolutely. And I think that's what amazes me the most is we haven't been around for 2 years. We've been around for 25 years. For 25 years, we have been kicking the city of Chicago's ass on the environment. And I still probably have another 20 years worth of work to do. So at some point, you got to ask yourself, well, number one, when are they going to learn? I think, honestly, they like getting their butts kicked on a regular basis. That's just going to be me. But I do get excited because for the first time in first of all, our alderman retired. First time in 25 plus years. Number two, we had our first aldermanic debate this past year in our neighborhood. And it was moderated by a woman, a reporter from the neighborhood. Huge. Huge in our neighborhood. So I am excited because I think you saw more folks running. And whereas our current alderman won't deal with the environment, the three candidates who ran all tackled that issue, no problem, in their debate when they spoke. So I am definitely excited about the future of our neighborhood because I think people continue to underestimate us and underestimate where we come from and underestimate what we're willing to do for our neighborhood and for our city.
Kim Wasserman, the executive director of the Little Village Environmental Justice Organization. She's was our tour guide in Little Village. Continue our neighborhood tours here on Extension 720. Next show, we'll get a different neighborhood. Keep going. I love it. That restaurant was jumping.